news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, very glad to have you with us on Tuesdays. We like to turn in this portion of the broadcast and discuss the latest and greatest news that is happening in the world of technology. And we do this because it's very simple. Everybody uses technology. Everybody is, if you don't believe that's true, just get your relatives in your house for Thanksgiving. We've got the grandpa who came to visit, and this morning we were all huddled in the living room trying to figure out how to get each other's iPhones to find each other. And Ari Zoldan, it took us longer than it should have for four people that own iPhones to get that done. But we eventually did get it done. They were able to find each other. But all that to say, we deal with this stuff every single day of our lives.
We're doing great to be back, Kevin. How are you doing?
We're hanging in there. So I see this story today about Snapchat offering some obscene amount of money to get people to, abandon TikTok and start making their TikTok-ish-like videos on the Snapchat platform? What's going on there?
Well, yeah. If you think of the numbers, Snapchat has about 250 million active users. TikTok has about 850 million users. So TikTok is eating a very, very big piece out of Snapchat's cake. And it was never that way. Snapchat used to be the social media darling for a short time.
TikTok sure.
came around, right, with their video platform. And they really blew the numbers out of the water. 850 million users is quite substantial.
That's crazy.
Snapchat is a bit nervous, and now they're trying to figure out how to come up with creative promotions to be able to get some of these content creators, these content influencers, back on the platform.
And on their platform, right.
On their platform, exactly. And they're calling it Snapchat Spotlight. They're offering, I think, $1 million a day to various content creators.
What do you have to do to qualify to be in the running for the 1 million per day?
You got to have great content. You have to have the right followers. And then Snapchat goes ahead and issues $1 million. It's extraordinary what's happening.
That's
right
crazy.
Now. And it's David and Goliath. He's got 250 million active users on Snapchat. You've got 850 million users on TikTok, and they're trying. Snapchat is doing whatever they can to try to acquire new customers, or new end users. So
yeah.
You know, it's always about the content, and you know, we always hear content is king. That's kind of part of it, but you also need the audience as well. So that's what's happening with
very
Snapchat.
Very interesting. Well, for all my teenagers that want to go out and do their TikToking, go do it on Snapchat. Maybe you'll get $1 million. Who knows? Hey, there's this other story, and there's a story in the Post that I didn't really read all the way into it, but there's a now make-it-yourself steak meal kit, and we've known about the 3D printing of steaks for a while. In fact, I think I forget where I was this weekend, but I saw the whole 3D printer that prints plant-based steak, and I saw them trying to grill it on the grill and how it's made with the little streams of veggie material that goes into it. But my goodness, now they're saying that human DNA can be injected and make steak somehow. What is this?
Yeah, this is more of a study done in a laboratory. You know, the headlines were kind of cute, talking about, you know, human cannibalism. But behind that, it's really about the emergence of the convergence, I should say, of 3D printing, artificial intelligence, and creating your own foods. And it's, there's going to come a time where, you know, you're not going to need this stove anymore. You're not going to need the conventional. Your kitchen is going to look very, very different than it looks today,
right?
Whereby you'll have a 3D printer food processing type of machine where you'll be able to just kind of dial up whatever you like. You know, it's quite fascinating.
That is so crazy. And if you go on YouTube and watch the 3D steaks get made, it looks the closest thing I can come to is like a pastry chef that's doing icing and very long strands of what, you know, would look like normally, but it's fake fat and fake meat that is made of vegetable material that then ends up, according to what the people say in the videos, it ends up tasting like steak. And Ari, I don't know. My mind is too blown to even be able to contemplate that being real at this point.
Well, you know what it's gonna turn the entire, I mean, think 10 years from now, it's going to turn the entire food sector as we know it today completely upside down. But we're living in a crazy world, Kevin, and this is just the beginning.
Just the beginning. You heard it. Ari Zolden said it, Quantum Media. Ari, always appreciate the breakdown. Thank you for being here.
You bet. Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, stay with us. My final thought next.